PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Man, still struggling with this voice. On the phone last night till almost midnight. I apologize. Oh, man. That frog was definitely in my throat. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday. Greatly appreciate Stacy there at Dr. Gary Willey's office in Sheboygan. Again, if you'd like the screenshot of her phone number and address, just text me Stacy or Payne or Dr. Gary, whatever you'd like, and I'll send you the screenshot of the information, the text message. One of the things that I found to be pretty interesting is the lame duck session. You just heard it on the Bonley Hour News, that one of the things that they were trying to do was pass a bill in the House and the Senate, send it to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for signature, that would have automatically charged us for the recreational passports to our state parks. Currently, has been for years, when you go to renew your tabs, they always asked you, if you would like a recreational passport. $10 a year, $20 a year, whatever it is. I always said no, because we don't go to the state parks. We just don't utilize them. So I don't need a pass on my vehicle or on my license plate to get free admission into the parks that I don't use. Well, Lansing, along with the Parks Department, came up with this bright idea. Well, let's just automatically charge everybody for it unless they opt out. If they opt out, then we won't charge them. This little sleight of hand that they tried to accomplish, you heard in the news story, and I didn't realize the numbers were this big. They said had it been approved, it would generate $17 million in extra revenue to the park system, by getting us to pay for something that we may not necessarily use or even want. But luckily, because of the debacle in the House, State Representative Karen Whitsitt, the Democrat, hiding out away from the Speaker, Joe Tate, it didn't happen. Thank God. Only 111 bills were forwarded to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for consideration and signature. 404 bills is what they rammed through in the House and or the Senate in the lame duck session. But out of those 404, only 111 were successfully passed in both chambers and sent to the governor. So basically, one out of four, slightly over one out of four bills actually went to the governor for consideration. Kind of interesting, in looking back at it, the legislative year, they are saying that this was one of the worst lame duck sessions in the history of state government in Lansing. Pretty interesting. Well, one of the other bills that failed was FOIA requests being forced upon our state reps, our state senators, our governor, attorney general, secretary of state. Ballot initiative may be necessary for ethics and transparency changes. Whether lobbyists and state-level public officials would be subjected to increased reporting and disclosure requirements will actually probably end up taking the form of a ballot initiative, according to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Nessel, speaking with reporters during her annual year-end review roundtable, acknowledged that she was incredibly frustrated when she posted on her social media pages that lawmakers failed to show during the lame duck, and the fact that they could possibly be criminally charged for not doing so. Attorney General proposed the question, will I charge a legislator who does not appear? Well, currently, I am not in the position to do that, but I maintain that they actually shirked their duties, said Democratic AG Nessel. Showing up for your job matters. So, if you don't end up with a quorum, bills are not able to be passed, forcing the chamber to go into sign die, which is basically give up and say, that's it, we're done for the year. Well, that matters. I would also argue it's part of your job. And if you can't bother to walk into the chambers in order to discuss viable matters that ends up to be voted on, I would argue that you're undermining our democracy and you're shirking your duties and your responsibilities as a duly elected office holder, said Nessel. The House ended up adjourning, going into a sign-die motion because they didn't have a quorum. It also meant that they ended the session without the traditional sign-die resolution being formally adopted. That process sets the 90-day clock into effect based on certain pieces of legislation that throughout the year did not get immediate effect either in the House or in the state Senate. Some have argued and discussed it with MERS News Service that not only what the House did runs against the Constitution, one could argue that any bill that was passed without immediate effect could, in fact, never take effect because technically the House failed to pass a sign-die resolution. Why? Because they didn't have a quorum. Nessel, who noted Democrats showed up and did their job during the decades that they were in the minority during the lame duck, confirmed that her office has had discussions and client agencies have asked about the legal ramifications of any legislation that was signed into law as a result, however, did not get immediate effect. Nessel went on to say, I think we're going to have to wait and see what happens, what ends up getting signed into law, and also when does it get signed? Maybe those questions will come up again, but I don't love the fact that we wait on so many pieces of important legislation until the lame duck session. But those Democrats still showed up and did their job, most of them. Of course, referring to the lone Democrat, Karen Whitsitt from Detroit. During the roundtable, Nessel took reporters' questions after touting her office's accomplishments, including the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals agreeing that her lawsuit against Enbridge's Energy Line 5 operation rightly belonged in state court. Partnerships, including the FORCE team, F-O-R-C-E, along with organized retail crime targets, which the team works on, and creating the assistance with convictions and expungements, as well as welfare fraud division and others. Now, one thing that the BRITE Act, B-R-I-T-E, having to do with Freedom of Information Act, this is what Nissel had to say about that. She does not see why the legislature could not pass legislation that would have expanded the Freedom of Information Act to the legislature as well as the governor's office. Nissel said the House members met, and they should have, she believes, passed the FOIA-related legislation. When questioned about the BRITE Act, which the acronym is Bringing Reforms in Integrity, Transparency, and Ethics, Nissel conceded that it was a more complicated matter. No, actually it isn't, Dana. It's very, very simple. Every single governmental agency in this state must respond to a FOIA request. If you don't know what it is, do a search, Google, DuckDuckGo, look at it, Freedom of Information Act. It actually will give you the language, it's very simple, that you're requesting specific information from a governmental agency. Every governmental agency, folks, in the state of Michigan must reply within so many days to a FOIA request. Who's exempt from it? State representatives, state senators, and the governor's office. Unbelievable. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price.
Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of hour number one, just wrapping up this story about the Attorney General doing a press conference, kind of an end-of-the-year recap. One of the major, major bills that they did not pass and send to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signature was the requirement that both the House, the Senate, as well as the governor's office would be forced, like every other governmental agency in the state, to respond to Freedom of Information Act's request, FOIA requests. Well, right now, they're exempt. They don't have to answer those requests. Well, it's kind of interesting, because you could almost tie it into Proposal 1, which passed, remember, in 2022, they changed the term limits that we had in the state of Michigan. State representatives could only serve 3 2-year terms for a total of 6 years of service as a state rep. Senators could only serve 2 4-year terms, which would be 8 years in the state Senate. Nothing prohibited state representatives for serving for 6 years and then running for state Senate, serving another 8 for a total of 14 years in Lansing. Well, Proposal 1 changed that. They changed it to 12 years of service in either chamber. So basically, state representatives now are able to serve twice as long. Instead of 6 years, they could serve 12. State senators could serve an additional 4-year term, which would be 8, changing it to 12, or any combination thereof. But one other thing that Proposal 1 did, it required lawmakers to submit annual financial disclosure statements. Well, the lawmakers declawed that effort by inserting certain exemptions and also including the fact that they did not have to disclose any information about their spouse's financial interests. So anything that the wives do would not be subject to those disclosures. Income, assets, investments, they exempted that from the law, which was required to basically be passed, signed into law by the governor, that would have legislatively enforced, defined, the ballot proposal, which we, the people, voted for. As a result, Nessel, the Attorney General, believes it's not as robust as what she would like to have seen. She believes the public would like to know when they're making a decision to sue entities like Google or Meta, which is formerly Facebook, now called Meta, or Apple. If a public official spouse owns stock in that company, how could it affect their vote, their decision making? I think that the more we can do to shine light on elected officials and what they're doing, I think it's important that we do that. So I think absolutely we can do more. I hope that this ends up happening legislatively. But am I confident in that? Not really. I think it might have to go through another ballot proposal, send it to the will of the people, and let the people tell our elected representatives and senators that we want this activated into the state constitution. We need to advocate on behalf of the residents of this state and not on the behalf of special interests and corporations. Kind of interesting. Lastly, Nessel provided updates on other areas of her end-of-the-year reporting. Regarding the Flint water prosecution report that was expected by the end of this year, 2025, it was explained that it might not be completed in time. Why? Because the Attorney General's office needs to wait to learn whether former special aide Richard Baer's civil lawsuit will be dismissed. A decision isn't expected until February or March and could end up being appealed. On a different quick topic, businessman Elon Musk's influence over President-elect Donald Trump. Nessel said no one voted for Musk, and although she has concerns about the world's richest man's influence on government, she's going to take a wait-and-see approach to see how it relates to Trump's second presidency. We can't just respect the electoral process when our candidates win, when they're taking advice from some unelected businessman setting up policies and agendas for the new administration, Nessel said. Well, all I can say, Dana, you guys have had George Soros for decades. It's about time we get Elon Musk on our side. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week.